KKW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the
Civic
ABC Media
News
app.
I'm Dave Packer. The extreme heat around the world. 15 Italian cities are under heat advisories, including Rome, hitting 95 degrees Saturday and 96 degrees today. At this fountain in St. Peter's Square, people wetting their heads to cool off. Heavy rains again in the already saturated Northeast today. Four people found dead in a creek and three people missing after floodwaters washed away cars in Bucks County, Pennsylvania, Saturday night. The suspect in a quadruple homicide in a suburb south of Atlanta is still on the loose. Authorities in Hampton, Georgia, spent the better part of the weekend looking for 40-year-old Andre Longmore. In Israel, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was kept overnight at the Sheba Medical Center. He was hospitalized Saturday after fainting at home and complaining of dizziness. And 20-year-old Carlos Alcaraz is the Wimbledon singles men's champion, beating 36-year-old Novak Djokovic in five sets. This is ABC News. Ukraine will join NATO. That promise made to President Zelensky at the summit last week. President Biden's National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan making it clear on ABC's This Week.
What we said in the communique is that Ukraine's future is in NATO, period, full stop. No qualifications, no negotiations with anyone. It is going to happen.
It's been a year since the establishment of a national three-digit suicide crisis hotline, 988. ABC's Brian Clark has more on its impact.
In one year, the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifelines answered almost 5 million contacts, nearly 2 million more than the last year of the 10-digit number. But the response numbers are not consistent. Only 18 states had a response rate above 90%. The agency says it's working on increasing staffing levels. The Lifeline has specific services for veterans, LGBTQ youth, and some other groups. It plans to work on a video version for those deaf or hard of hearing. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Dave Packer, ABC News.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., the Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
For over a century, AM radio has evolved to meet the needs of our community. More than 80 million listeners depend on AM radio each month. It's also the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. A new bill in Congress would ensure this free, reliable service remains in cars. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to four messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
4 Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Members of Congress are talking again about cutting safety net programs like Social Security and Medicare. Mike Mohan has reaction from Wisconsin.
In the past, Social Security has been targeted by GOP lawmakers who argue reforms are needed to keep it solvent. Now, the House Republican Study Committee proposes changes such as raising the retirement age and reducing benefits for above-average earners. Jim Poplosky, a retiree from Racine, says he worked a lot of overtime in his career to have a big enough monthly payment from Social Security. He worries about cuts creating harm for those who paid into the system like him.
We'd put a lot of senior citizens in poverty if they had less Social Security or worse Medicare or prescription coverage.
Four members of Wisconsin's congressional delegation sit on the Republican Study Committee, including Brian Stile, who represents Poplosky's district. He urges his congressmen and other House Republicans to oppose the plan. The panel's report says the ideas are only modest adjustments. Nancy Altman of the group Social Security Works says the blueprint would be swept up in House Speaker Kevin McCarthy.